This isn't the Martin Water District's first rodeo. It's been investigated numerous times since the 1990s. Kentucky Public Service Commission spokesman Andrew Melnikovich says that there are three main reasons for the latest probe. The first is that the district has had a 60% water loss over the past few years, which is four times the average for other such agencies in Kentucky. That means for every 10 gallons of water that the district's treatment plant purchases or produces, 6 gallons of that water end up unaccounted for. According to the PSC, in 2003, the Martin County Water District was issued a set of 43 steps that it could take to fix its problems. However, the commission found that in 2014, 37 of those measures had not been taken. Melnikovich says the Public Service Commission is also looking into the numerous complaints that it has received from Martin County Water's customers.
And then there was also the matter of a complaint filed by a customer, which raised some allegations with respect to interruptions in service, lack of notice to customers of those interruptions, failure to issue the appropriate boil water advisories following the interruption. So those are issues that the commission wants to look at as well.
Those customers may also have to worry about the quality of their water if the district doesn't shape up. Melnikovich says that there are risks of contaminants breaching the water supply if the agency doesn't fix those problems.
If you have interruptions in service, that can have an impact on water quality because that does a number of things. If you have pressure spikes in the pipes, any kind of gunk that's in the pipes can get knocked loose and make its way into people's homes. But also, if the pressure is not maintained in the distribution system, you can get contaminants such as bacteria infiltrating into the system, and that creates water quality problems as well.
With the PSC's investigation still just in its beginning stages, Melnikovich says the commission has ordered a meeting with officials from the Martin County Water District next month.
First thing that needs to be sorted out is kind of a procedural schedule for this in terms of letting them know what kind of information the commission is going to want from the water district, what kind of schedule they will have for providing that information. They will have an opportunity to present anything that they think is relevant to the commission in terms of how the investigation might proceed going forward.
Reporting for Moorhead State Public Radio News, I'm Ashley Chapman.